All right, I'm Danielle McCartan here with Princeton alumni Blake Dietrich, but I guess you're on the Atlanta Dream now. But I really first wanted to talk about Princeton. You're the only Tiger and the second Ivy Leaguer to ever make it or make an NBA or WNBA roster.
Yeah.
What is that like for you?
It's awesome. It's just great to represent our league and show people that you can have a great education and make it professionally as an athlete as well. So I'm just happy to be here, and I have so much support from our alumni and my teammates, so it's great.
So how has the Princeton system kind of prepared you for life in the WNBA?
Well, we play fast, and we play pretty free. Coach Banger let us kind of do our thing, run in transition, and that's very similar to how we play in the W. And so I think I'm definitely very well prepared. It's obviously more athletic and faster, but I was definitely prepared by Coach Banger.
Now, you guys, you were part of the 30-0 team,
yeah.
The big team, the NCAA bid team, former Ivy League Player of the Year, too. My question is, what is your favorite memory from that season?
I think that's such an easy question. So, do you remember that Annie Tarakjian bleached her hair? Well, I was responsible for that, and I take great pride in being responsible for that. We were like 7-0, and I asked her, hey, Annie, if we win all of our games, will you bleach your hair? Thinking it would never happen. It happened. She had blonde hair. It was great.
That is so funny. And talking with Coach Banghart in this season, throughout the season, she was your biggest cheerleader to a lot of these WNBA teams.
Yeah.
What has she meant for you and your role in developing into this WNBA player?
She's been huge. And every time I come home from overseas, she's willing to get shots up and be part of my growing process, even after my 4 years of college. So I can't thank her enough for everything she's done for me and continues to do for me on a daily basis.
Now, how do you stack up? You've had a lot of professional coaches. Yeah. I think she can go pro. How do you think she stacks up?
Oh, Coach Banger, I can hang with anybody, but my coaches in Atlanta are fantastic, absolutely fantastic. I love every single one of them. But if Banger wanted to go pro, I think she could.
I think she could too. Seriously, though.
Yeah.
And now, you know, tonight you got five minutes in tonight's game. How have you embraced your role? I noticed you're the most enthusiastic one on the bench. You're the first one to get up and give somebody a high five. How have you embraced your role here?
Yeah, you know, I mean, if I can't be on the court, I want to do everything I can to make my teammates who are on the court comfortable, positive, and playing their best. So anything I can do to help our team win is what I'll do. If it's on the court, if it's on the bench, it doesn't matter to me. I'm happy to do it. So.
And winning, you guys are winning.
Winning is great.
Playoff.
Yes.
Playoff bound. What are you excited for? What are you most looking for for the playoffs?
I'm just excited to have some home playoff games and lock up the 2 seed. So we have to win one more game to lock it up. And once we do that, then we can kind of relax and prep for whoever we're going to see in that semifinal round.
Cool. All right. Well, I hope to see you at Alumni Weekend this year because you're overseas this year.
I'll be back this year, actually.
You will?
Yeah,
all right, cool. Well, then I'll see you then. Thank you very much and good luck in the playoffs.
Thank you.
Thanks.